This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 11th. I'm Paul Plack. A financial analyst with J.P. Morgan has upgraded Bombardier on news it's working on a larger 150-seat version of its C-Series that could compete directly with the Boeing 737 and the Airbus A320. The company will neither confirm nor deny that rumor. Boeing says it took in only 142 net orders for the year 2009, but delivered 481 new aircraft, meeting its forecast. Boeing lost the last of its 787-3 short-haul customers last week when All Nippon Airways announced it's canceling its order in favor of 28 additional longer-haul 787-8s. The future of the three is now in question. Lockheed Martin announced last week that the short takeoff vertical landing variant of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter engaged its unique propulsion system in flight for the first time on Thursday. Also last week, Pratt & Whitney announced it's delivered its final conventional takeoff and landing carrier variant of the plane's F-135 flight test engine to the Joint Program Office. But Bloomberg is reporting that U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates will slow the F-35 development program due to budget constraints. The U.S. Department of Transportation has proposed to continue allowing shipments of lithium batteries by air, but also to strengthen safeguards, including when they're packed with or contained in equipment. NASA says the first infrared image from the new Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer satellite shows 3,000 stars in the Carina constellation. Five business class passengers on an Air France Red Eye say they were robbed as they slept in their seats. And working through grief by wing walking. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about accelerated stalls and why they keep producing accidents. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.